Well, good evening. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome all of you, Darrow campus students, the online students on both Roku and the internet. And let me just say it's always a joy and a pleasure to serve my father and apostle in the gospel. It's nothing like connection. And Apostle Thompson is a great man. And I know that y'all are first-year students. I want to remind you, you never graduate. y'all don't like that term. Be like some of the people you went to school with. Be a career student. Y'all know them? They only tell you where they went. They never tell you that they finished. So now I know, you know, the second year students are going to graduate in May and receive their certificates. But I want to encourage you, if you get this mindset and never let it leave you, even when you graduate, the only way you can keep up with what God is doing is to remain connected to who He's doing it through. Yes, sir. This is a lifetime journey. Stay connected. Don't get a piece of paper and go away. I'm not here because I'm a teacher. I'm here because I understand connection. And, you know, I believe I came to school a couple of years before even I asked permission to sit in the classes. I said, man, I could have been graduated all this time, you know. But I want all of you to have that heart, you know, for apostles. So then the other thing I wanted to mention to all of you, I hope as first year students, y'all have already gotten together to honor the apostle. You know, that's important. Come on now.
Yes, sir.
You know, honor is important. Okay? It's important to me, should be important to you. I believe that when you honor a man of God, I believe God will put honor on you.
Yes.
You know, if I would take you behind the scenes of my life to show you what God is doing in my life apostolically and prophetically through the connection, it would blow your minds. Because, see, I'm an accountant, so I have a record. And we have a term we say in accounting, the numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie. So when people are questioning the authenticity of who we're following, then we shouldn't be holding our heads down and having to justify nothing. All I tell them is just watch me keep on making deposits. Because now watch this. I want to show you a supernatural thing. You actually live from deposits. And the first deposit you live from is not the money you take to the bank. It's the word of God that a man of God is willing to impart unto you that will produce natural things in your life. So that's why it's so easy to reciprocate and bring a man of God natural things, which become spiritual.
Yes, sir.
Because at the level that you honor, God will honor you.
Yes, sir.
I am living proof.
Amen.
And so, I get overwhelmed about it because I'm living it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And I know, as the song said, I've only just begun. You understand that?
Yes,
so I'm here for the long haul.
Yes,
got it?
Amen.
Look at y'all. Only God could orchestrate what He wanted to do tonight, because I say, well, Lord, you know, this is the final class. You know, you can go keep on teaching in the book, you know, and trying to cover, because it's only so much material that you can cover.
Yes,
but in chapter number 3, page 19, I want to leave you with this from this book, Catching the Waves of Revival. You know, number 7, a need to activate the fire. Y'all see that? Might be on the end of page 18, going into page 19. Y'all see it?
Yes,
point number 7, a need to do what?
Activate
the fire. Now it says a revival fire needs materials that are what? that act as a catalyst that can what? Activate the fires, what? Until it becomes an engulfing flame. In every revival, God must have a catalyst. Now, y'all know what a catalyst is, right? Y'all know that fire needs oxygen, isn't that right?
Yes,
to really make it roar and take off.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes,
help me back here. Is that right?
Yes.
Got to have some oxygen.
Amen.
And the more oxygen it gets, the more intense it becomes. God, all revivals are a product of catalysts. And based upon what we're learning from our apostle, this is what I want you to understand. I believe, according to the scripture, revival enters into the earth realm, especially in the New Testament, under the apostolic government, apostles. First, Jesus gave gifts. God set them in the church. And the first, see, the gifts were given, but God set. You understand? And God set the gifts in the order that he wanted the church to be established, because he knows this is how the church is going to function. The church must function through apostolic government, because it's a heaven to earth government. And if God set the apostle first, that's first in time, first in order, and first in rank. So God is not going to be talking to everybody. He's going to be talking to the one who he set up first. Chain of command comes first. Come on now. If you're a military, it doesn't matter. When you start dealing with authority, you got to know your first level, who you go to first. You don't jump up with a problem with your boss, telling I'm going to talk to the president of the company. Y'all kind of quiet. See, you got to have a catalyst. So God said the catalyst in right now where we are. And I believe that's why I told you this is the greatest revival we're in right now, because God is bringing everything back to his original intent. So you need a catalyst. Watch this. Who is combustible? Y'all know what that mean? Y'all know what that mean? They mean readily, quickly, easily, they catch on fire. Now, I know a little bit about that, because I got some palm trees down there in Gretna by the church, and I put some mulch down there.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was highly combustible.
Wow. Yeah.
But somebody taught us it was, because they took a cigarette butt and they just flickered it.
Yeah.
And I you know, watch this. Say favor.
Favor.
The tree caught on fire. A young man on top of the interstate said, that's Pastor Ron Church. I got to go get the fire out.
Wow.
Now, look, children, y'all got to understand. A palm tree is not $5.
Right, right.
We're talking about $3,500 trees. Somebody say, what you put a $3,500 tree on your property for? Because I want people to know God live here. And he's the God of excellence. So prosperity is a sign.
Right.
And if my apostle is a sign, then I want to be a manifested sign.
Amen.
I didn't make the connection. Y'all got to understand, children. This is about manifestation time. So God says, in order for the flames of revival to engulf, you got to have a catalyst. You got to have somebody pushing the envelope. I believe we have such a man. Right?
Amen.
The book of Acts records the catalyst of revival fire as being men who were moved by the what? Spirit. Men who are moved. Put it another way. Men whose lives are Holy Ghost controlled. Put it another way. Men who are Holy Ghost possessed. Shall we talk about being demon possessed? If a demon can get you to acting crazy, out of your mind, just imagine what a good Holy Ghost-filled person can do. Oh, come on now. So it's a person who's moved by the Spirit. Whenever God could find a revivalist, the revival fire, what? Exploded. See, See, you got to have somebody. God's going to use a man. He doesn't use angels. He's got to find a man here who's carrying out his agenda. God's agenda. No man of God and no woman of God should have their own agenda. This is a God thing. And that's why I tell you, revival is constant, because you got to have a catalyst. Oxygen is a constant if you're going to have good fire. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, revivalists are carriers of the what? Revival fire. Now, we know our apostle is called in the area of prosperity. Yes, now, watch what I'm about to show you. Yes, now, if you're going to say you are connected to him, and no prosperity is showing up, I believe you short on oxygen. Your connection is faulty. You might need to change your filter, because your filter might be clogged up. You see, because listen, I told you, this is it. See, you have to understand apostolics, or let's say an apostle, is a governmental gift. It's a path cutter, a trailblazer. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. That's why God sent him first. You notice he talk about you got to have experience to being an apostle. Because Paul said they're going to walk on you, want to kill you, for the message you're bringing to them. No, for the message you're bringing to deliver them. You understand that? So these revivalists, these catalysts, got to be willing to pay a price. Pioneers pay a price. You're often misunderstood. Come on. People think you think you're more than what you are. Come on. You think you better than us. Huh? They're the ones with the issue. As an apostle or a prophet, we're talking about these gifts now. First of all, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. You understand that? Then after that, gifts of healing, working of miracles, helps government. That describes all fivefold ministry gifts. Huh? Working of miracles, gifts of healing, that's the evangelist. Helps in governments, that's pastoral. But notice what apostles say. We got to work those gifts together. See, they are the catalyst. Not just one of them. I don't know if I taught this in the class. See, you teach more than one class, you have stuff mixed up, you know. But when I say, you know, you got moving in the gifts of the Spirit, I think I shared this in that setting. Jesus stood in all fivefold ministry offices. Jesus walked in the office of an apostle. We're talking about the office and not about the person. See, I think sometimes people start tripping out when you start talking about an apostle, because, you know, it's so easy for people to get upset because you think you're bragging on you. But you got to respect the person for the office in which they stand in. See, America is in trouble because it does not respect the office. If you curse the person, come on now. See, you got to understand, if you are against President Barack Obama, you're really not against him. You're really against the office. And whenever you do things like I've seen, see, we got to make sure we don't do that with the man of God. Right. Handle him the same way they up there handling him.
Right.
Y'all understand?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Jesus stood in all fivefold ministry offices. We talking about revived flames of. See, this revival that we're in, it's going to start with apostolic order. If we get the order right, things got to happen. If the thing is set in place right, it's got to happen. My brother's a jeweler. You know, he understands. You can have a nice ring, but it's called, you know, you could be given the gift. The ring could be given to you as a gift. Someone can give you diamonds and the gold to get you a ring. But a setting got to be made.
That's right.
The diamonds and the gold was given gifts. But you got to have a setting to put it together to have the ring. The stones got to be set a certain way. You just don't get it and throw it together. They got to be skillfully put in there. So what God is saying, Jesus gave the gifts, but I'm daddy. I'm the operation that goes on in each of the gifts. Because they all come back to me anyway. So Jesus, apostle, prophet, evangelist, he was a pastor and a teacher, right? Jesus stood in all fivefold ministry offices. And he gave some to be apostles and some to be prophets and some to be evangelists and some to be pastors and some to be teachers. You know why? Because 5/5 equal one. Apostle, 1/5, first in order. Prophet, 2/5, second. Y'all got it? Teacher, that's the third thing. Yeah, it doesn't go in the order as Ephesians. See? Evangelist, 4/5. And finally, pastor. Somebody said, but the pastor, that doesn't, see, that's the problem. The problem is we start thinking somebody's belittling. It's not belittling. It's trying to show you how they function. After the apostle cuts the trail, come on, apostolic. See, and apostles and prophets are governmental. They're going to make sure the church functioning right because they are concerned about heaven to earth. So they're going to govern the church. You listening to me? Evangelists are teachers make it clear what the apostle and prophet is saying. That's why teachers are very detailed. And the evangelist is out there performing signs, wonders, and miracles, causing the people to come in. Then you got to have somebody to take care of them. So they all are important. They all are catalysts of the flames of revival. Y'all with me? Okay. Now let's go a little further. It says revivalists are carriers of the what? Revival fire. Right? They what? They enlarge the flames by their what? By their prophetic preaching. Come on. And ministry. Come on now, watch this. And ministry of what? And what? And what? There's no possible way these two classes could be connected except God say do this. Isn't that right? Huh? You don't think I just heard him up there and said, let me go flip to the page and find this. No, I believe this is what God wants you to understand. See, I believe that the church has been stagnant because we have talk with no power. I'm like, show me the power. See, it always used to be a put down when we hear the story about Thomas, where Thomas say, except I see, I won't believe. So the faith teachers went off. I know I'm choking some of y'all right now. Because what you have to understand is the Bible says the Apostle Paul, who wrote over half the New Testament, this is what he said. The Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. And God said, I'm going to make sure I can meet what the Jew need and the Greek. Christ, the power of God, and Christ, the wisdom of God. The Jews require a sign. Do you understand that people out in the world are not spiritual? They are natural. They need something to see. That's why broke people can't draw people to Christ. Why should I want to come to church with you with your broke looking self? Broke plus broke minus broke divided by broke equal broke. Now, you around here talking all this, God is my father. People looking, you know, because a real father, and all you girls ought to really shout because you know you got daddy around the hand. Hello. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know, y'all have a way of saying daddy. Yeah, all right, how much, what you need? We ready. Soon as the girl say daddy, we know we got to hit the pocket. Now, that's okay. The boys got their mojo they play too, you know, because they ain't coming to us. Who they going to? Hello, mama. That no, don't want, not you. You might be the one that brought it, but I'm going to see my mama. Because you don't talk right when I come to you. Y'all understand what I'm saying here? See, we're in a generation now. If we don't manifest the power, we don't manifest the signs, we don't manifest the wonders, we don't manifest the miracles, ain't nobody showing up. Because people are tired of religion and tradition. When somebody's sick, they need results. We don't need a prayer meeting, we need a healing. See, it was deliverance. The multitudes came to Jesus because of the miracles which he did on the people. The miracles which he did on the people. And many miracles and many signs and many wonders were done by the hands of the apostles. Y'all ready for this? When this move really gets into that full flow here in America, people are going to start reverentially fearing men and women of God because they're going to see the power that's demonstrated in their lives. And I, you know, because of my connection, I have seen things. You know, we pray every morning, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock in the morning. I've seen things. I had a lady tell me something today because you see, it's a blessing. I didn't know it. Her husband was dying. The doctors called her and said, gather your family. Your husband checking out. This is a praying woman. This is a woman who stayed with her husband in the hospital and didn't leave his side. She prayed. But when the doctor said, call a family, he dying, she called her man of God. You can't call him if you don't respect and honor him. You can't call him if you, I mean, come on, bro, show you something. If you get the honor straight and the connection straight, ain't nothing God wouldn't do. God never told me he was dying. So my mentality is if God ain't talked to me, he ain't going nowhere. I don't care what the doctor say. So she made a call. I was at the office. I popped up from there and headed straight to the hospital, my wife and myself. We get into the hospital room. Now, see, I know you can't pay for healing. But this is while the doctors were in the room. See, I'm talking about revival here. I'm not just telling you, I'm trying to show you something. The lady, we went into the room with her husband. The doctors in there, the nurses are in there. The lady takes a $100 bill out and put it in my hand and say, pray for my husband. Amen. Now, what you thought we prayed? You think I went up in there trying to be all diplomatic and, you know, trying to pray eloquently so the doctors can talk about my diction? Hell no. I went up there and prayed in that language. I went up there praying in the Holy Ghost. I went up there because I knew I had somebody with me that can get the job done. Y'all ready for this? Now, but I didn't tell you that for her. I didn't know until today that there was a Caucasian minister and his wife who travels the country. And he had the exact same condition, but he was in the room next door. And the Holy Ghost told his wife, while that man is praying over there, put your hand on the wall and touch your husband. Because the same power over there coming into your room. They both left out of there. Healed, delivered, and set free, and they're still here today. Because when God wants to start the flames of revival, they begin with signs and with wonders and with miracles. Yeah. You remember in the book of Joshua, better make sure I got the right book, boy, I'm kind of out here. But you remember in the book of Joshua, God said, my servant Moses is dead. But Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Do you realize that when God sent Moses to Pharaoh, he didn't send him empty-handed. Right. He sent to say, go, look, they're going to go show these signs I'm giving you. Yeah. Now, when God got ready to promote Joshua, because he knew the people wouldn't follow Joshua except Joshua could walk in the blueprint of Moses. So God said to Joshua, this day I'm going to do a sign that's going to magnify you before the people. See, the people not going to follow you except you packing. You got to see when it come to ranks. Now, come on now. See, if apostle was just some little regular man. You understand? Then you won't be chummy with him. So God got to do something to set him apart from you. You ain't going to have the same stuff he has. Because if you did, you're going to act like an equal.
Come on.
I hear people preach the Bible, but let me prophesy and tell you that Lot, who went with Abram, didn't get the same thing. The Bible says Abraham was rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Lot never got to the silver and gold part. He was on his way if he'd have stuck with Abe. But he left Abe, went on his own, and lost everything. The one who God spoke to is the one you should stay connected to. See, I already knew I was going to be a wealthy preacher. But in order for me to get to my destiny, God said, I got to bring you and connect you to somebody who's farther than you, who's greater than you, who you can connect to. And if you know anything about a train, them engines at the front, if all of the cars get connected and that engine starts taking off, the cars will go with the engine. That's what God is doing in this day. This is the true revival flames. You got to be combustible, though. You have to catch on fire. That's what it means to be combustible. Not cheer me because I'm on fire. Come on, you didn't play football, son. Come on, it's wonderful to cheer your teammates when they're on the field doing good. But all the time you're saying, I got to get my time in. Hello, I mean, if you're any kind of player, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm just trying to tell you like it is. I'm not intimidated by Michael Jordan. If I'm out there playing ball, go it on. You believe you can fly, I can too. I ain't out here to be trying to glorify you, not when the game is being played. Hello, somebody. Matter of fact, I won't check you since you're the best. Talk to me up in here. See, I live for moments like that. I'm just trying to help y'all out here. Let me hurry up over here. Back to the lesson. Hold up here. I'm just trying to help you here. We talking about the flames of revival. You understand? These signs, these wonders, and these miracles. You got it? Now, what it say? Some ministries can what? Can what? Greatly fan what? The flames of revival fire into greater intensity. Can I talk to you? That's what's happening right now. All right, hold up. Let me talk. We talking about revival. I told you you're in one. Y'all ready for this? And this day is going to be undeniable. We have moved from labor to favor. This is not going to happen on your intellectual ability. This is not going to happen because you all of this and all of that. This is going to happen because you have connected to apostolic favor. And that same favor that's been upon his life that made him debt free is flowing right now. And everybody who properly connects to it is that same favor going to come upon you. Now, listen, that's revival. Could you imagine? They say, what you do for a living? And you give them your job title and it don't match nothing you have. Your house paid for, your cars paid for, you got more land, you trying to find somebody to give some money to, and people going to be asking you, what you do? Amen. Oh, I'm connected to that apostle over there. You can't be ashamed of your connection. Didn't the Sanhedrin council took note? They say these men are ignorant and unlearned. Hello, now you better watch this. They were ignorant and unlearned men. Here's a revelation, though. Don't act like you saw it coming. I'm about to fan your flames up in here. Watch what I'm about to tell you. They were ignorant and unlearned men. They took note that they had been with Jesus. Oh, but you're not listening. They were ignorant, unlearned, and wealthy. No, 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 you didn't hear it. Why? What happened? They made a connection. They made a connection. That's why they were astonished when Jesus said how hard it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because they say, well, if the rich can't get in, who can? See? See? Well, what made them rich? Their connection, not their fishing business. Because they toiled all night long and couldn't get no catch. Jesus said, let me use your boat. The catalyst say, let me use your boat. When the catalyst finished using the boat, the catalyst say, now go let your net down for a draw. You done toiled, but I'm about to give you favor. And you a fisherman. You know when to catch fish. But the thing is, I got a word. I tell a fish when to move. They had so much fish, they sunk their boat, called for their partners, sunk their boats. But here's the revelation. The boats were sinking, but they got them on shore. Hello, somebody. See, God's going to overwhelm some of y'all with this connection. So don't you get all big-headed in here and think that you're going to get this on your own. Your connection now is more important than ever before. There's covering. There's protection. There will be challenges that come against your family. And you will make one call. The apostle will get wind of it and tell you exactly what to do. Y'all ready for this? He'll tell you exactly what to do, and it's going to turn out exactly as he say. Because God is not in the business of letting our words fall to the ground. Our words become a sign. When you start telling people what God, what thus says the Lord, that comes from walking with him, having an experience. I'm talking about, see, man, I'm telling you, it's nothing like playing the game. I never did like the bench. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not bragging, I'm telling you the truth. I was starting and, you know, when I went to high school, as a freshman, I was playing varsity. Amen. I started on the freshman, I started on the JV, and I was coming off the bench on the varsity. Amen. Hello. Well, you gotta pay your dues. You don't think you're just going to walk on the varsity team and take over. Nope, them boys were experienced. Hello. So here I am following the apostle. You don't think I'm going to just run up here and be where he at? No. Follow long enough. Amen. Follow long. Connect properly. Push his vision. Push what God told him to do. Give him your best. Don't give him second best.
That's right.
Give him all. Because you cannot catch his anointing by playing with him.
Right.
You got to be all in 100%.
Yes, sir.
That's revival. And when you have that attitude, others around you will catch it. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Make sure. Oh, don't. I'm not too far out. You throw something up here if you got it. Now watch what I'm about to, I'm going to have to say this example, and this is the true essence of catching the waves of revival. I like the barbecue. You know, you go to the store, they talking about, go get the Kingsford, then buy the lighter fluid. Broke people do that. Now they're going to say that, well, I'm trying to get a bargain. No, baby, I'm trying to get the coal where the lighter fluid done soaked in it. Well, let me tell you why. Because when you stock them like that and you light one, you don't have to keep skeeting and soaking. Go wait a half an hour. Man, by the time you finish barbecue, I'm eating crawfish and everything else. But this is what I wanted to show you. One coal heats up. And then the other one next to it heats up. Then the one next to it heats up. And the one next to it heats up. Until, watch this, they all are on fire. Don't cook until a white ash come over. Lest you have lighter fluid in your meat. Huh? That's it, huh? Yeah, that's it. What time class in? Oh, I got a few more minutes. Hold up here. Y'all not getting out here early? This is the, no, I'm just kidding, y'all. This is how you catch. That's my 5-minute warning. That's why I was making sure. Y'all want to know why I always make sure? I'm a man under authority. Ain't nobody that anointed. Dad can go over all he wants. It's his school. But you ain't going to be up here telling me, oh, come on, man of God. Yeah, come on. What time that clock say? I'm going to come on you. I'll be put out of a job. Amen. I enjoy this because of the connection. Y'all know Dad don't want you doing nothing for nothing. He'll give us something. I don't want nothing. You want to know what the privilege is? Serving you. The money show up because I'm serving you. See, everything ain't about money. Favor will turn into money. Because as I serve him, favor. I be in meeting with him and God talking to people to bring me money. He preaching. Y'all see, y'all, you see, I'm in a meeting. I'm in another state. I ain't the man speaker. I'm there to serve him. And people say, the Lord told me to give you this. What you think I'm going to say? No, that's all right. Hell no. I'm a big time giver. I'm a big time receiver. Because I'll put plenty of money in my daddy's hand. I'm just telling y'all how it go. So y'all make sure when y'all do this honor thing, do it. Oh, I ain't got to talk to you. I got y'all. I feel you. I ain't got to talk to this group. I might talk to another group, but not this group here. I felt it when I said it. They said, I felt them saying, don't you know who we are? I hear you. I'm with you. All right. I'm a relative. Okay. Oh, my God. Revivalists are God's chosen instruments to help propagate the revival fire. I might have skipped some stuff. To gain momentum, what? By explosively what? That's what we're supposed to do. This is all about an assault on society. You have to be able to see, they don't believe a preacher ought to be rich. I believe just the opposite. I believe when you follow the rich preacher, you get rich. I believe every government is backed by money. Every government. I went to school, you know, and I graduated. Because when people say they went to school, you know, that mean, you know, they went. Y'all know about that. Where you went? I went here. They'll never say I graduated. All right. So this is when every government is backed by a system of wealth. Do you think that God would put in the scripture, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end? And we going to be down here broke when you can't even, the government, y'all remember all the shutdowns they wanted to do? Huh? Why they was going to shut it down? They told me we don't have the money appropriated yet. And in case you don't know it, America, y'all, here's a revelation about America so you can understand how God functions. Ain't no deficit. Because when there's a deficit, what they do? Print more paper. Hello? Simple. We got the printers. We got the ink. We got everything we need to print more paper. God is already trying to tell you, already got all the provision. What you tripping for? You already wealthy. I connected you to a wealthy apostle because I'm expecting you to manifest. We got nations we have to draw in. That's why God, when he sent those revivalists out, he said, don't bring no money with you. Don't bring no shoes with you. Don't bring nothing with you. Watch this. For the laborer is worthy of his hire.